Justice Baroness Carr gave the ruling of the Court of Appeal, which unanimously dismissed the case.
It could be argued that the decision in Ms. Bagan's case was harsh. It could also be argued that Ms. Bagan is the author of her own misfortune. Our only task is to assess whether the deprivation decision was unlawful.
Ms. Bagan travelled from East London to Syria 1 year ago, aged 15, to join ISIS. Her citizenship was revoked on national security grounds. Most British households will see their energy bills fall from April. The regulator has cut its price cap by 12%, resulting in a saving of around £20 a month for households. Our business correspondent Paul Kelso says we might now be starting to get back to a new normal.
Should be said, this is still way above the normal before the war. We were paying around £1,000 a year, so this is a permanent, it looks like, and material impact on the cost of living.
The UK's to sign a new deal with the EU as part of efforts to stop small boats crossing the English Channel. More than 1,700 people have made the crossing so far this year, but the Prime Minister had promised to stop the boat. The largest ever haul of Class A drugs has been uncovered in bananas at Southampton Port. Others seized 5.77 tonnes of cocaine worth an estimated £450 million. Joe Root's hit a century and led England's fight back after a difficult start to the fourth cricket test against India. A short time ago, they were 290 for seven in Ranji. And calling all Taylor Swift fans, the V&A is looking to recruit one of her so-called Swifties as an advisor. It's looking for insights into the culture and memorabilia associated with the US. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
FM. Very much to Faye.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Stores, conservatories and benches.
Now it is a brighter day. It will cloud over, probably around about 12. So enjoy that. Try and get it off your skin. A bit better. And rain looks like this afternoon. Possibly around 3 o'clock. A 53% chance of rain going down to about -1 overnight. Over the weekend, Saturday night, rain showers and light winds. It'll be sunny in the morning and kind of sunny on and off for most of the day. Possibility of rain around about 2 o'clock. That's about 60%. And on Sunday, possibility of rain and cloudy. Again, about a 55% chance.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help.
Oh, I do apologise. The mic was up and I was having a little bit of tickly cough thing going on there. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here on a Friday with Eat My Brunch. My guests coming up in the next half an hour is going to be Steve Drew and Katie Harrison about Strictly Air Ambulance fundraiser in aid of Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance. We're going to be talking to them about that. Sounds amazing. We'll find out how you can get tickets for the amazing event and how to support Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance. Coming up next, still loving this track, although I have played it to death, it is Jungkook with Usher standing next to you.
Up on this It's like heaven and earth moves whenever we touch. Though for real, I know you feel that. The universe approves when you and I dance. So elegant in heaven, say these vibes, yeah. It's when we're too ready to leave. All night, screaming out, testify this loving. Ooh, screaming out, testify that we'll survive the test of time. They can't deny our love.
Right here. You feel it?
Coast.
We rolling yet?
Coast.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Coast.
Ooh.
Joining in. I've gone out to the kitchen and made myself that really strong coffee. Whoever bought that in Phoenix, thank you. It's so strong. It says dark coffee. It really is. I need to buy some coffee. Coffee's so expensive. Isn't coffee so expensive? I mean, sometimes I buy those little tins, but only when they're £3, because normally they're £7. I ain't paying that. But coffee's just so expensive, isn't it? And also I've got to go to the shops because I've got to get washing powder or washing liquid, and I've got to get things like coffee and foil. And I'm just knowing it's going to come out to about £25, and then I won't be any food. That's not without getting anything to eat. That's just like your basics, really. And I do actually use a branded, I use the same brand as my mum used to do, isn't it weird? Which is a certain brand of washing liquid for clothes, or the washing tablets, it depends which one I buy. But I've tried to buy different brands or the own brands, they just don't seem to work as well. And I'm not normally one who's sold on, you know, I will kind of vary products as well. I'm not somebody who just, you know, keep buying the same one. I do try and get like the best deal that I can. But, it's weird with the washing thing, because that is, and also my washing, when it's done, it's a nice jumper I've got on today, it always, that smell kind of reminds me of my mum and washing and stuff. Mind you know, back in the day, when my mum had 6 children, and I'm the youngest of 6, and I'm really lucky, because I was like, literally, my oldest sister is nearly 20 years old, my sister. She's the older sister, Susan, and my other sister, Dean, is about 8 years older than me. But by the time I was 8, she'd already left home, so I was basically like an only child, really. I was very lucky. I didn't have to hand me down clothes. There's pictures of my brothers and sisters before I was born. Like, I think my mum had, or somebody had made them an outfit using curtains. And I swear to you, you know, like Von Trapp family, where she does. That's what they look like. They're all wearing like pinafores, even my brother. And they're all this picture. And I look at it and I go, thank the Lord I wasn't born then. Thank the Lord I wasn't, because I would have had to wear hideous outfits like that. I was lucky because also I got to have my own bedroom, my own lounge, when I got to be a teenager. And Mum and Dad put like a little sofa in. I had a stereo. Friends used to come over. And my dad used to do this thing. When I used to put my music on, my little, you know, I had like a CD player and cassette player, and used to put my EPs and albums on. If it was too loud, my dad would go into the cupboard downstairs, and I'd be upstairs like with my friends going, dancing around or singing or whatever. And then it would be pitch black. And he'd go, turn that down! See, the things you don't, you know, the things that used to happen. I didn't have friends staying over that often, though, really. I think that was maybe once or twice, but mostly I didn't have friends staying over. But they did used to, I mean, I used to have music up so loud, so loud. But then you'd be sat there in the dark, and I'd be like, you better go home now. That was the end of that. Oh, funny though. All started off that from talking about coffee, which my mum doesn't ever drink. They had a coffee in the cupboard. Mum used to serve it up to her friend Joan, and when I checked the date, it was 7 years out of date. Poor Joan. She's been drinking it once a week for the last, like, 3 years.
There's dancing behind movie scenes, behind the movie scene. Sadi Rani, she's the one that keeps the dream alive. From the morning past the evening to the end of the life. Grim Fool Asher on the 45. Well, it's a Grim Fool Asher on the 45.
Off the street, oh girl. She's the band. She says that
Now, remember I told you about a track by John Mayer, which I absolutely love. It's called I Don't Trust Myself With Loving You. And I put out a call to the group, the wonderful presenters here at Phoenix FM, and Bob came back and said, it's in my folder. So thanks, Bob. So up next is John Mayer with I Don't Trust Myself. If you don't like that song, something's got to be wrong with you, because it's gorgeous.
Once you get her off the street, blow, Danny.
I love local radio. It's like spending time with a friend.
Girl, radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
FM.
I'm Joe Bailey on Drive, weekdays 3 till 6pm, with local events, Drive Live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interview.
Hello.
Awesome.
Thank
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
It's like Joe can't breathe to these bad.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Join me, Daniel Gregory, and the Bliss Disciples every Friday evening from 6pm as I delve into a rich two-hour musical tapestry meticulously created to uplift your spirits and set the perfect tone for the weekend ahead.
You're listening to me.
Right, it is guest time and I'm joined in the studio by Steve Drew and Katie Harrison, and they're here to talk about Strictly Air Ambulance fundraiser in aid of Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance. So good afternoon, or good morning rather.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All the voices have gone very quiet now. We're having a good old chat. It's gone very quiet. So we're going to be talking about this. I love Strictly Come Dancing, the show itself. Now, Steve, you've decided you're not the dancer.
I'm not the professional.
You're not the professional. Katie is.
He thinks he's the professional at times.
And I've heard that you've not watched that many Strictly before entering the competition.
No, I've not seen it at all. I've seen about a minute and a half of a dance that Katie shared with me.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not an avid Strictly fan. Yeah. It was Drunk Steve that signed me up for this.
Bad Drunk Steve.
Bad Drunk Steve. He is responsible for quite a lot.
Now, talking about the Essex Air Ambulance, you wanted to take part in this because it's your son. So we did talk about it off air, but tell us about what happened.
So back in 2017, my son was riding on his motorbike. He was a 17-year-old motorbike rider on an L plate, and he had quite a bad accident. Quite close to our home. His helmet came off in the accident. He had collapsed lungs, broken ribs. He had a brain injury. He was in a very, very bad way. I actually managed to get to the accident scene before the police or the ambulance, and I have a little bit of knowledge from past experience, and I could see he's in a pretty bad way. It was a nightmare situation. The air ambulance landed before too long, and they took over and they saved Jacob's life. Yeah, without them, I wouldn't have a son.
And they saved his life. Not only did they save his life, he's going to be getting married. He's got a great job, and that's all because they were there. Air ambulance get there so quickly, and they are, that, you know, it's a matter of life and death, and they save so many people. And I don't think people realise, probably until you have an emergency, the type of work they do.
100%. So as I understand it, they monitor the 999 calls and they select the calls that they feel they'd have an impact on. And from memory, it was the ambulance arrived and within a couple of seconds, the helicopter was overhead. Mm. You know, they were so quick to get there. And thank God for them. You know, it's they're amazing. I mean, yeah, Jacob's getting married next year, but he's also him and Karen, his mum, my wife, are also running the London Landmarks half marathon for them. You know, the recovery he's made, he's still got the scars where they had to inflate his lungs, but you know, the impact it's had on our family. Karen is now training to be a nurse because of it.
Yeah.
You know, she's going through university now, and she struggles sometimes because the more she learns, going through university, she knows exactly how lucky he was and how lucky we are that we've still got him.
Yeah, it's amazing. And as you said, he's got a great job and he's getting married next year as well. Fantastic. Probably wants dancing lessons from you as well, Stu, so it won't be... Right, now we are talking about the dancing, which is Strictly Air Ambulance fundraiser, which is going to be here at the Brentwood Centre. And joining us is professional dancer Katie Harrison.
Hello.
Let me turn up your mic. Say again. Hello.
Hello.
There we go. It's always good to put the microphone up, sure. So how long have you been dancing for? Give us some of your background.
So I've been dancing since I was 5 years old. I started just at my local dance school and I fell in love with it. And so I started to take it more seriously. And we ended up being national finalists. And world amateur 10 dance finalist, and I had the privilege of representing Team GB. I danced for Queen Elizabeth II at the opening of the P&O Britannia. I had the opportunity of exploring the world, and so it's really nice to be able to utilise those skills and help raise money for such a fantastic charity.
No pressure then, Steve.
No.
So on the night, there's going to be, I think you said this, is there five couples. And you've got your panel there as well, who are going to be like, and people can buy tickets, because obviously that's the fundraiser, raising money for Essex and Heart Air Ambulance. So tell us about, but we'll talk about the training, because I'm a musician, and when I watch Strictly, they don't dance on the beat. And I think this is what throws you, because in your head, Steve, it must be that your head goes, move your foot, and your foot doesn't go because there's a beat going. So how are you finding it? Also, the stance when you're doing ballroom and stuff, where you've got you've got that straight, like, stand up straight. So how are you finding
it? That's exactly what I get from Katie.
I thought it might be.
I get, should we call it direction from Katie quite regularly. Swiftly followed by, you know, violence. but no, I'm not a natural dancer. I dance, that's about it. Don't do it very well, but I can do. And yeah, the whole experience has been phenomenal. You know, Katie's been so good at breaking down what I've got to do and how to get the rhythm and count the beats, and I look like I can dance now. How I feel inside when I'm dancing, it's like, oh God, I've missed that step, but it seems to work. Just got to remember, keep the steps small.
Yes, you have.
Yes.
And you've been doing training since December. And how many hours have you put in so far?
Oh, well, just before, in December, we did about 2 or 3 training sessions, and then realised Steve had 2 left feet. So from January, we've done twice a week, pretty much every week.
Yeah.
For about 2 or 4 hours a week.
Yeah.
Trying to teach Steve a Viennese and a Passo, which is better than I thought it would be. But I'm getting there.
So I do know the songs you're dancing to, but I want people to find on the night would be better. I love the Argentine tango. That's one dance I would love to have. Because when I go and get, when I'm watching Strictly, I think that's what he does, is you get up to go and make a cup of tea or coffee, and you kick your leg out, and you go, I could do that show, I could just do it. And you couldn't. It's very, you dancers, Katie, you make it look so effortless. And it is a lot, it's like being an athlete, it's really hard work.
Oh, yeah, I mean, the training that goes into it. When I was competing, I was dancing every day for several hours, and even though it looks easy, it's not. I wish I could say it was. But yeah, I mean, it took me years and years to really grasp even just the basic principles.
Yeah.
And then from there, it just, you think, oh, I know these now and it'll get easier. It doesn't get easier. There's always something that's got to be worked on.
Is it painful and uncomfortable when you're dancing? Because it always looks so easy, but does it actually physically hurt when you're dancing?
Not for me, but obviously I've been doing it from such a young age. Steve, does it hurt?
When I get it wrong, yes.
That's the tip she's got.
Yes. Help me.
Help me. I've stood on my feet a couple of times.
I have only I learned my lesson very quickly.
I think you were more worried about stepping on my feet because you thought it was going to hurt than I was, because I'm so used to people stepping on my feet, and I think my toes go slightly numb from it.
It's so far out of my comfort zone. It's such good fun learning to dance and getting the dance right, and looking back at the videos of where I was to where I am now, and I have come on, and you know, I'm convinced we're going to win it.
Has any of the family, like your family, seen you dance, or are they coming on the night? Because obviously you're going to have lots of friends and family there. So but they've not seen anything until that moment.
So they've seen some of the videos, but they've not seen it live. You know, it's on the night. There's going to be a lot of family there. There's going to be friends there. There's going to be a lot of work colleagues there. That's slightly intimidating, but actually, because of the calls, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care if I make an absolute fool of myself. As long as they're putting their hands in their pockets and giving the money to the charity, you know, Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance, everything.
Yeah.
You know, they gave me back my son, and I'm going to hold off crying.
So how's the evening going to work? When people get... tell us about the date, times, and what's going to happen, how the evening sort of pans out.
So, we arrive much before. We do sort of a dress rehearsal. We do a walk-on. They sort of say who we are. And then as we go and get dressed, I think they're doing fundraising in the middle of that. And then we come on and do our Latin dance. And then they announce the top three who will come back to the final and then compete the glitter ball.
The glitter ball. On Saturday, March the 9th.
Yes, that's the important thing.
Saturday. And what time does it kick off? Is it 7 or...?
I think it's about 7.
Yeah.
7 o'clock.
And how much are the tickets?
Tickets are, from memory, I think they're £25 each.
Yep.
But everything goes to the charity. So, you know, it's... For me, it still amazes me that the Air Ambulance is a charity, but I understand it works better for them being a charity, because they're able to be more reactive to how things work rather than being part of the wider... health service, but you know, it's £25, but if you can give £50 a ticket, give £50 a ticket.
Is it going to be a raffle or anything like that taking place as well? So
and they're doing obviously votes on the night where people pay
text.
To vote for their
To vote. They've got the after show party as well, where you get to see and meet Drunk Steve.
That cost you a tenner.
They have banned Drunk Steve from turning up to the actual dance.
Yes.
I'm not allowed to drink before the event.
No.
But I may have a cough and may have to take some cough syrup.
Are there any sequins involved in your outfit?
Do you know, there was. There was. I had a fabulous jacket. Katie stopped it.
Oh,
it
Katie.
Wasn't for the jacket. The jacket was beautiful, but it just happens that I'm wearing pink on the night, and the pink clashed with the red of the jacket.
Oh.
And so if I could have found a red dress...
I looked amazing.
Oh, dear.
But now I'm still going to look amazing, but without a sparkly jacket on.
Yeah, mate, you've got anything sparkly.
Socks on.
All right. Only your personality, probably. That's the sparkling bit.
That's a good recovery, Will.
I just wanted to say as well, hopefully not going to upset you again, but you managed to meet the person as well who actually saved your son's life, which must have been an incredible thing.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Is it Gaynor, did you say?
Gaynor.
Yeah.
Gaynor is was on that. I think she's more senior in the charity now, but she's a lead paramedic. And on the day of the accident, she took control of the situation as soon as she landed. I was already there. My wife had just arrived, and she was very, you know, she took us to one side. Okay, we're gonna stabilise him. We're gonna do what we can. And she was so good. And then they flew the boy off.
And then you met her. You met her again recently,
Yeah. So very, very, very sneaky of the air ambulance. We were training there this week. We went to train in the aircraft hangar, which phenomenal experience, and we danced for some of the crew and that sort of thing. But Fran, who's arranged the whole thing, mentioned that she thought she was here, but she thought she had gone home. And then when we went down to the helicopter, there was Gaynor, and there's nothing I wouldn't do for that woman.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing I wouldn't do. So we hugged. I cried. We hugged some more. I cried a bit more. It's just... The whole family, we still struggle with the accident.
Mm.
And, when I hear the helicopter go over, it triggers, it creates a trigger. You just can't help it.
Yeah.
And whenever I see her, it's just,
like an extra member of the family.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%. I know Jacob's planning on inviting her to his wedding. She is... It's because of her, because of her team...
Mm.
We've still got Jacob.
Yeah.
And he's doing so well now, he's moved out. He lives around and works around at Heathrow Airport for British Airways. He's doing so well. He's getting married. He's met a marvellous young lady called Chloe. They're engaged. She's actually running the London Landmarks Half Marathon with Jacob, with Karen in April, to raise funds for the air ambulance. They're our charity.
Yeah.
Anything we can do to help them, we owe them.
And obviously he'll be coming after you for the first dance. He'll be like, Dad, get in there and show us some of the moves.
Oh, my God. Well, Gaynor actually won Strictly Air Ambulance a couple of years ago.
Oh, wow, right.
So... Do you know what?
No pressure.
If she's there on the night, maybe I will grab a dance with her. But it's going to be an amazing night. It's going to be a very, very emotional night for me.
Yeah.
I hope I keep it together. Or if I don't, maybe they'll get me a few more votes. Who knows?
A couple of tears, always good. Get a couple of tears with the votes and everything else.
It's poor old Katie's seen me cry more than any of my family have.
Yeah.
I'm not someone that typically cries, but that fantastic red helicopter and all the people that work with it, they make me cry every time.
Now, as you said, Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance, they are they're a charity, so all the money from this event, £25 ticket, is going towards that cause. So if you come along on the 9th here at the Brentwood Centre, you can book your tickets, go through the Brentwood Centre, it would be Eventbrite as well, but all the details are up on our website. Come along and have a great night, and just watch and be, if you've never been to Strictly, this will be the next best thing to actually going to the Strictly audience. Everybody will be there for a great time. There'll be a bar there as well, so you can have a drink and chat to Steve, chat to the dancers, and see people that not necessarily have danced before dancing and doing it for a great cause. And also there'll be you can text, add a little bit of money there, and there'll also be a raffle as well, so it should be a fantastic night.
An amazing night.
Yeah,
it's gonna be incredible.
And Steve wants to win, so if you want to get your vote, you can't get your votes in early, but on the night
please vote for me. Like I say, Katie has got a violent temper, and if we lose,
a show dance.
No, we haven't. Oh. I hope they don't.
You could do like a freestyle. You know when they take their shoes off and they do like their
dad dancing.
I will dad dance my socks off. I will provide the entertainment.
Yeah.
And it'll be
you'll
fantastic.
Be in your element then doing your dad dancing.
Oh,
and I'll be sitting there going, I don't know entirely what to do right now.
All you've got to do is forget all your rhythm.
And Steve, you've got to keep a straight back and not
straight back, yeah.
Small steps.
No, absolutely. Yeah, small steps.
Elbows up.
Don't make any mistakes.
Yeah, don't make any mistakes.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be phenomenal on the night.
And how many people are probably going to be going? Because it's a big venue in there.
It's a big venue. I think it seats up to, is it 1,000 or 2,000? But it's 1,000 people.
They're putting tables at the side.
Yeah. I know they're a good way to selling out. So, brilliant. You know.
If you want a ticket, get in there soon.
Yeah, that is amazing. No pressure then again, Steve.
No pressure at all.
1,000 people watching you dance.
Yeah, no, I don't care.
He says this now on the night. Yeah.
If, I care very much.
As, you know what? If Gaynor makes it on the night, I will just be dancing for Gaynor.
Yeah.
And trying to just do my absolute very best. Like I say, dancing isn't my thing. Yeah. This is totally out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
But I don't care. It's every penny that's raised is going to the charity. You know, he annoys the hell out of me sometimes, but they gave him back to me.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I'd lost him.
Mm. Yeah, and he'll be cheering you on as well.
And laughing, probably.
Probably laughing.
You'll probably be dancing around going, will you stop laughing at me, son? Yeah. Please, don't do that. It's wonderful to talk to you. It's a pity you couldn't come in and do a little bit of dancing, but obviously it's radio, so, you know. But if you want to check that out, it's on the 9th March here at the Brentwood Centre, £25 per ticket, and there are tickets still available. It'd be a nice little table set, you know, sit around the table, watch the dancing. There's five couples. You've also got some show dancing as well during the evening. Two professionals will be doing a bit of dancing. Yeah. So it's very much like Strictly. And as you heard, Steve's never danced before. It's a wonderful idea, and it's raising lots and lots of money for Ambulance, who are a charity, and they rely on the money to save lives. That's what they do every time, as you said, Steve, you hear a helicopter going over, it's because they're to save somebody. And they do an amazing, absolutely amazing job. So best of luck, hope you win. Hope the others do well, but we do. I'm sorry to hear about your sparkly jacket as well.
I know, it's very
sad. I might actually bring the sparkly jacket for the after show.
Oh, that's a good idea, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, I think you'd find it to be on a bonfire outside. Yeah. Have a great one. Thank you very much for coming in and chatting to us today.
No, thank you very much.
Right, just give it up to 11:50. Let's have a bit of Zara Larsson. This is featuring Young Thug, Talk About Love.
Patience is a virtue, I ain't trying to hurt you. I need you to read between the lines, calling me out in this thing. Told you I don't wanna go there. Swear that I can taste it, all your expectations. Rising up but push them to the side. I'm down and go. But told you I don't wanna go there. I think you feel good, yeah, I think you're so sweet. But you're taking this all too serious. You can get close, or I won't bite. Baby, look into my eyes. I don't wanna talk about love. I don't wanna talk about love. I just wanna stay here in the moment. Why you gotta go get lost in emotion? I don't wanna talk about love. I don't wanna talk about love. Dreams come true overnight.
Talk about love. I don't got time to be lying like a rug. Hottest talking Kawasaki, I ride it. And the color, yeah, baby, put your hand in my pocket.
I ain't got time to be lying out of no doorway. Shot the switch, try and drown me, I might float away. Can you please tell me I'm in control today? Figure for the day, icy like the Eiffel Tower, baby. Yeah, why you talk about it all the time? Keep it up over there, you gon' be mine. I see the way you vibe it. Keep me hypnotized, but diamonds lie like sirens. Always the south and the worst rain. Yeah.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM cooking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
The team at St. Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace. All in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St. Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And now let's have a look and see what you can get up to in and around Brentwood and Billericay. Now the comedy night on Friday the 1st of March, Billericay Town FC, the New Lodge, Bluntswall Road. Performances by Mike McLean, James Ellis, Prakash Jarijan, hosted by Mad Adlington. Showtime's 8pm, tickets are £15, and you can find more details on our website.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 2269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Phoenix FM travel news.
All right, let's take a quick look at the traffic and travel for you to Brook Street roundabout. Look. Come on, Brook Street roundabout. There we go. Looking absolutely fine, no problem. A little bit busy as you're heading up the M11 between Stapel Tawney and Faden Mount. Just sheer weight of traffic. Heading down to the M25 towards Lakeside. Delays are 2 minutes. Easing between Junction 29, A127 South and Dodger Road, and the Junction 31 of the A1306. Along the High Street, A1023. Temporary traffic signals there just by Spittle Lane. And also lights on Friars Lane. Ways at Priest Lane. A little bit busy around Walker's Corner in all directions. I think there's some little bit of roadworks going on there. And you've also got temporary traffic signals due to telecom works on the A128 Brentwood Road near the church. Taking us up to the news, here is NSYNC with I Want You Back.
across Brentwood and Billericay.